What are Aedes mosquitoes, and how are they different from the nearly 3,500 other mosquito species?
Aedes mosquitoes includes a bunch of different species. Aedes is a genus, and so it's a collection of species that are more closely related than other mosquitoes, such as Anopheles, which is the mosquito that transmits malaria. The Aedes mosquitoes that we hear about the most are ones that have adapted to breed closely to human residences, often in habitat that humans have created. There are also a couple of species of Aedes that have specialized in biting humans, such that even if there are other species around that they might bite other vertebrates, they seem to favor biting humans.
Now, these types of mosquitoes have been popping up in the news recently. What for?
Mostly what we're hearing about right now is these species' ability to transmit Zika virus. A few years ago, we heard about Aedes mosquitoes in reference to transmission of chikungunya virus. Both of these viruses have circulated in Africa and Asia for 50 years, that we've known at least. And what brings them into the media more recently is that they have traveled to the New World, or to North America in particular, and the Caribbean, and found the vectors here waiting for them. So that now you have a globe where you're likely to be bit by one of these 80 species that we talked about earlier in Asia, and then you can come all the way over to North America and be bit by the same species of mosquito. And that means that you start to see viruses that used to only circulate in one part of the globe circulating in new parts of the globe as infected travelers move them around.
How challenging is it to manage or contain these mosquitoes?
So one of the biggest challenges with the Aedes mosquitoes that we're hearing a lot about, that's Aedes aegypti and Aedes albopictus, is that they both specialize on breeding in small container habitats that are often associated with human dwellings. And so in parts of the world where people don't have running water or have intermittent running water, there's a lot of water storage in plastic containers. And so they breed in those containers. That's one of the things we're seeing in Central and South America as being a primary breeding habitat. In the U.S., and in some of the work that I do, we look at where they're breeding in urban areas across the U.S. And it, again, is in these container habitats that people put outside purposefully or that people discard. And so we see them breeding in everything from old tires that, especially in cities, people don't know how to get rid of, to bird baths and kids' toys, gutters that don't drain properly. And what this means for control is that there's not an easy place to apply larvicide. It's not like the Culex mosquito that transmits West Nile virus, which breeds most often in stormwater ponds and bigger bodies of water, although we also find it in some container habitat. But there you know where to put the larvicide. You can imagine an urban block with 40 different yards on it and everything that people have in their yards. How do you get larvicide or control into each of those containers? It's a really difficult task. The other issue with controlling these species of mosquitoes is that they don't just come out at dawn and dusk. They bite all day long. And so if you're trying to apply a spray or an adulticide that will kill adults, what has worked with other species of mosquitoes, like, again, the West Nile virus species, is you can apply something that's very short-lived. You spray it into the air. It doesn't last very long, which means that it's technically not environmentally persistent or damaging to other species, but you have to be able to spray it into the air when the mosquitoes are flying around looking for something to bite. And so knowing that they all fly around during dawn or dusk makes a big difference, because then you know you can apply it during these 2 hours and have a high probability of hitting the mosquitoes. But with these 80 species, they bite all day, which means there's not a good time for adulticiding.
You started to touch on it a little bit, but what can individuals do to help manage these mosquito populations?
The biggest role that individuals can play is to remove standing water. And it doesn't mean that you can't have any standing water in your yard. It just means it has to be emptied every week. If it's really hot, it has to be emptied every 3 to 4 days. So when we work with folks in Baltimore, for instance, in Maryland, we advise that if you have a bird bath, make sure that you just run the hose and flush it out twice a week. If you're storing your garbage container or you're recycling outside, make sure that there's a hole in the bottom of that container so it's not holding water. There are a bunch of kind of cryptic containers that people have about their yard that are very useful and can easily be made to drain properly, but people just don't even know that they hold water or that this small amount of water that they hold can really actually breed a lot of mosquitoes.